Kontrykuiers, ontmoet die kleurvolle karakters van Sentraal Suid-Afrika.
For Kontrykuiers, we're going to be speaking to Vanessa Jarvis. She's the founder of Naked. You will find them in Clarence. She's going to tell us a little bit more about the store. She's going to tell us a little bit more about her journey. And of course, also focus a bit on Clarence as well. Find out about the town in the Eastern Free State. Beautiful as it is, what other magical elements are there? Now, the first thing I want to know, Naked, the Naked store in Clarence, can you tell us about the store itself, when it started, the name, where the name came from as well?
So I opened the store Naked because I had come to Clarence to heal. I'd been severely traumatized, and I came up here because I'd been here once before, and I needed a place to heal. And Clarence did that for me. So I spent the first couple of months here literally on the ground healing myself and doing quite a lot of work on myself. And I got access to a whole lot of products that I'd been using illegally, inverted commas, for the last few years to keep me alive. And I was given the opportunity to open up a CBD dispensary and a cannabis cafe. And I jumped at the opportunity, and I needed to share with everybody else what cannabis and CBD had done for me. And I did a very outrageous stunt, and part of it was being naked. And being naked is slang for being naked. Okay. But it also means that you're a little bit naughty. So in that spirit, I did the Lady Godiva publicity stunt to bring awareness to my shop and to my cause. And my cause is not only about cancer, that's just one of the many things that I've overcome, but mainly for mental health reasons and to bring awareness around people that are suffering from anxiety and sleeplessness, etc. So I'm just bringing to market what helped heal me, and I've committed to the town of Clarence. I bought a house here. I've got a store here. I even got married here 2 months ago.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Yes, it's been an absolutely amazing experience for me. So Naked came about when I was looking for a catchy name. And if you know anything about me, you'll know that I'm sort of quite free. And so I wanted to be authentic, and I got the name from Naked, and I went with it. And then the lips in my logo is about speaking the truth. And the marijuana leaves in my logo as the crown is just my goddess inside myself rising after being so down and so traumatized and so ill. And now I'm so well because of this amazing plant. And so that's really where I'm at and why I have Naked and why I'm always on, you know, on radio, and I'm always on TV and talking to people about it, because I need to bring awareness as to what this plant can do for us.
No, definitely. Yeah. So where did you learn everything that you know about the plant? Is it reading that you did in your free time, or was there specific stuff that you studied about it as well?
My father, who's now in his late 70s, has medicinally been using marijuana since he was approximately 18, 19 years old. I myself started using it at the age of around about 25 medicinally every day. My husband has also around about 50 years experience in the medicinal use and application of marijuana. If we add us all together, we're around about 200 years worth of experience. And that's in the smoking it, eating it, applying it in every possible format. This is literally through experience and trial and error. And, you know, back in the day, it was all, you know, done in the dark, and it was very dangerous and it was high risk. But, you know, eventually it got to a point now where people are tired of being sick, and pharmaceuticals are making us sicker and sicker. And so we turn into something that has always been around, and it works. So my experience is from healing myself through the plant, as well as personal use, as well as now that I'm in the business, I've educated myself. I'm going this week to the Cannabis Expo in Sandton. I will be speaking about destigmatization and normalization of cannabis in Northern South Africa. So I wouldn't say I'm an authority on this, but I certainly am very well experienced. And if you walk into my shop, the staff members there are all got personal journeys and stories and have been healed through marijuana as well. So I now employ 8 people through my shop. And if you add us all together in terms of our experience, we're looking at over 300 years of experience. So we're talking about personal experience.
I love that. So tell me, I mean, you also said you had you did a bit of a stunt also a while ago. You know, you said, and I just read that you rode naked on a horse through Clarence. Can you tell us what happened there? Can you maybe take us back to that moment?
It makes me laugh so much. First of all, I'm not a nudist or an exhibitionist. But, you know, I'm 50 years old in a month's time. So I certainly don't think I have the hottest body in town. But I've been body shaming myself through my mental health issues for many, many years. And the last cancer that they cut out of me took 3 surgeries. And it's really maimed the back of my back, never mind the other areas of my body. Mm. And I also had botched up cosmetic surgery. And I was so depressed and so down on myself. And this was all part of the healing journey when I realized that this is absolute nonsense. I only have one body and it's going to keep me alive forever. And I need to look after it. And I need to be proud of what I've got. So when I opened up the shop, I opened it up on a shoestring budget, literally big borrow and stole from everybody to make a plan. And I knew I needed to do something outrageous to put my shop on the map, to cause attention, to bring awareness. And I had no budget. And all I had was myself and my attitude and my story and my inspiration. So I literally, a Budmark on, and I went into the theme of the name of Naked. And I remember the Lady Godiva story. And it was actually, if you read it about her, the story behind why she did the stunt is actually quite heartwarming. But she galloped through town, and I was determined not to do that. So I literally hired a horse and some photographers and the drones and what have you. And I got Naked on the horse outside my shop, and I drove, we rode all the way up past the church. And by the time we got to the church, everybody was already out on the road, and there was a commotion. And they rushed me back to the shop, and they said, no, you got to get off the horse. Everybody's phoning the police. There's big complaints. And as I turned around, the police were right behind me. And they were like, get off the horse. Well, the horse said, get off me. And it's called my
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
yes. And everybody saw my yesterday, my today, and tomorrow. But, you know, I had to do how to get back on that horse. And I did get back on, and I went around town. And it was the eve of the beer fest, and everybody was setting up, and there was quite a lot of people around town. And you could have just imagined. The town went berserk. Well, Cyril, as I went around the first corner, all I heard was, oh my God, what am I doing? So I look over, there's the woman who is flicking me, but her camera's out, and she's filming it, as she's flicking me. And I go, oh my God, and I carry on going, and I'm slowly, Queen's waving to everybody, and there's a commotion. And then the next minute I hear, marry me! This gentleman was he jumped out in front of me and asked me to marry him. Well, that was me. I decided I'm going to continue with this. And as I went around the square, everybody got out their cameras and filmed. And by the time I got back to my shop, we had quite a following, and there was a huge commotion. And I got off the horse, and I put my jacket back on, and I went into my store. Little did I know the commotion that it was going to create after that. But it was a hell of an experience. It was very liberating for me. So, you know, to have always been scarred for my body. Mm. I wasn't scarred anymore. And I did it because people already thought, oh, you know, that Vanessa, she's a bit cuckoo. And so I played off that she's a bit cuckoo. Because I am. I do have mental health issues. And I wanted them to think that I had just done some mad, outrageous thing. I maybe had too much to drink and just jumped on a horse and got naked. Absolutely not. It was pre-planned. There was photographers, film crew, drone, you name it. I only had one beer, and I did it.
Okay.
And I've had such an overwhelming outreach from women all over South Africa. Yes, I've had some negativity, But the positivity that has come from that, the inspiration that I've apparently given people, has made it all worth it. It's made everything worth it. No matter how bad the press got on me, it was made it absolutely worth it.
Sounds incredible, I must say, really. Something to sort of, I mean, just to have seen, I think it must have been really awesome.
Now, you know, in the beginning, the whole town of Clarence, not the whole town, but the town of Clarence was a bit divided on how they felt about this. But now that I've been able to share my story more and more and more, and I can help more and more people, you know how many people write to me and come in and they touch me and they hug me and they hold me. And they are so lovely to me now because I've shared my story. And I'm able to help people, you know, and it's such an honor to be in this position.
It sounds incredible. So Clarence, I mean, Clarence was part of your healing process. Like you said, you moved to Clarence to heal. Yes. So what is it about the town itself that makes you breathe easier, that makes you feel better? Yeah.
First of all, I suffer from post-traumatic stress. So any sort of loud noises or bangs or surprises can really trigger me into quite a state. So what I love about Clarence is that, first of all, there's no traffic lights, there's no taxis, there's no hooters, there's no heavy traffic. So on that side, on the peaceful side, I find that very soothing for me. I love it that there's an international and a national tourist attraction. So we have, every weekend, we have got amazing new people coming through Clarence from all over South Africa. And with them, they bring energy and ideas. And so that's what I enjoy about it. Clarence is also very beautiful. You know, nature is incredibly healing. And I bought this beautiful house, and I'm looking out right now as I'm speaking to you from my studio. And I'm looking at this incredible Horeb Mountain, Mount Horeb, and the surroundings. And it is just, you know, if I get stressed out, I just jump in my car, and within 10 minutes, I'm in the Golden Gate Park. There's no cell phone coverage, and I could drive around there, and I could be completely peaceful and see an abundance of wildlife. That, to me, is, are you kidding me? Never mind that we've got the most beautiful little town with the most beautiful little houses and quirky little shops. It's a paradise here, girl. It's a paradise.
Vanessa, you're really making me think now about what I'm doing in the city. Because it sounds incredible.
We've heard a lot of people have been moving to Clarence, and often they walk into the store and they say one of the deciding factors was that they had NKID in Clarence.
Okay.
And that's what made them decide to move in. But I mean, it's not only me. So I've got an incredible team behind me. You know, I've got an amazing landlady that gave me a chance. I've got incredible neighbors. I've got, the support has been amazing. But it's not only me, you know, and I really want to give gratitude to those people that have supported me and written to me and helped me get over myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I'll definitely, if ever I come to Clarence again, I'll come say hi. I will come say hi, definitely.
Ontmoet die kleurvolle karakters van Sentraal-Suid-Afrika. Luister na die volle gesprek online op ofm.co.za.